Blackstone presents Smoke Wagon by Brett Cogburn. This book is read by Bradford Hastings. Chapter 1. Morgan Clyde stepped out of the door of the passenger car and paused on the steps, apparently unaware of or simply not giving a damn about the other people lined up behind him who were wishing he would move so that they could get off the train. The locomotive up the line hissed as the engineer bled off the boiler pressure, and the late winter breeze blew a cloud of steam, cinders, and coal smoke down the depot decking. Morgan squinted through the haze while he shoved a cigar in the corner of his mouth below his black mustache. His left hand flipped the tail of his black frock coat behind the Remington and Beale revolver, holstered high on that hip at a cross draw, and he struck a match on the butt of the pistol and cupped it before his face, coolly studying the sprawling tent city before him over the flame. The first thing that struck him was the noise of so many people moving about the camp. Men shouting to each other or cursing wagon teams, the pound of hammers and the rasp of saws where a crew was working to raise the frame on the new depot house, and someone banging away on an out-of-tune piano down the street. The second thing that hit him was the smell. The smell and the filth. It had rained recently, and the one so-called street was nothing more than a mud lane running straight as a Cherokee arrow through the tents and false-fronted, canvas-roofed businesses lining either side of it. Water stood in the low places and in every hoof divot and wagon rut. And it wasn't only mud and rainwater. Horse and mule manure, dog feces, emptied chamber pots, and trash all mixed freely into the viscous soup that the street had somehow become, until the whole camp looked and smelled like a hog pen. The letter he had received claimed that there were, at last count, 300 souls in the construction camp. But here it was a little past midday, and with most of the railroad crew still out working, the street was teeming with people, wading and cursing their way across or along the street. Wagon wheels sank to the hubs in bottomless ruts, and the mule teams pulling them worked hock deep with their ears flattened and their backs humped against the strain of the mud sucking everything down, down, down. Their trace chains popped each time the mules lunged forward, and the drivers shouted at pedestrians to get the hell out of the way before they're wet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?